Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Gina's Groove Theory. Tonight is Sunday, August 19th, 2012. It is now 11:04 in the p.m. This is your Long Beach community, Long Beach's own KXRW's Your Community Connection Internet Radio Station. Tonight we're presenting Gina's Groove Theory. After addressing issues surrounding sexual abuse and the effects that the victims, she decided to take a further look into. Well, I decided to take a further look into it. We're going to be on the topics of sex manipulation, acceptance of sexual oblivion, and the real reasons why men and women go out and have what I would say frivolous sex with, countless many people. What is it? You know, what is it about, you know, what's going on in their world that makes them feel that they're not worth? Me and a girlfriend today, we've talked about it all day today. We discussed it in great deep and thorough thought. And why is it? Like my daughter Dominique would say, she calls those kinds of people when it comes. She says desperados. They're desperados. And my friend said, don't use that word. Well, you know, I thought it was kind of a cute phrase, you know, desperados, meaning, in other words, you're desperate, you know, so you do anything and take anything. But that's not actually the case. Well, in communication with my friend today, hopefully she'll be out here tonight, you know, she had, you know, shared with me that, you know, she's a little angry that, you know, some of the people that we know who have been in abuse, the domestic abuse and sexual abuse that we were friends with, have, you know, they've constantly went back and forth to the same person. She's like saying, in other words, you know, she kind of, not that it's a that the woman loves it, you know, she didn't put it quite that way, but that, in other words, that these, usually the women who, you know, accept domestic and sexual abuse and, you know, any abuse at all, or, you know, women who pretty much, like I explained to her, they're women of all different kinds of unique and different backgrounds and education-wise and skills. And these are things that, you know, the women empowerment groups that I've been touching on and looking over, and also, too, just my mission to empower women, and as well as to empower myself, too, is a struggle and a battle today. And she asked the question. She said, you know, she wanted me to ask the question is, why do men and women, she was very, you know, both-sided, you know, she didn't, because we weren't going to take it there with just women, because she explained to me that some men are the same way. You can call it kind of promiscuous behavior, or you can call it that it was something in their childhood that led them to be the way they are, you know, sexually oblivious to, you know, what the laws of nature would be as to how to exist amongst civilization. Then also, one thing we didn't touch on, too, is sexual addiction. It's not really heard much, and it's not really discussed in, too many forums, because a lot of people, just like with mental illness, they have a hard time distinguishing what mental illness is set from what it being a disease or it being a choice or it being, you know, just pretty much a get-over or, you know, whatever the case may be. There are so many, like I explained to my friend, there's so many different angles that you can look at it. And tonight we're going to take those angles. I'm going to try to hit on all angles. The last show that we did the night before last, I know we were cut off, and that was like a bummer. Hopefully all the people who were out there that night will be out here tonight to help me with this, you know, heavy burden. I mean, she asked me the question. And like I told her, I'm by far any means an expert at anything, especially when it comes to relationships. So I said, well, you know, since, you know, we were talking, it's like I have a show here, I said I'll pose that question to you guys, because you guys are my best info. You're my best input. You're my best output. You know, anything that I need to get from anywhere, I can come to you guys, and you guys can bring me all different types of scenarios and, you know, your perceptive, your how you perceive things in your own eyesight. So I call upon you guys tonight to come on out and share. Share what it is about, what you feel about. Why is it, you know, along with the apparent could be abuse of the youngster, but then also, too, which can lead into all types of, and I'll run over those things with you guys shortly. Well, you know, before I get more into the details, into what this topic is going to be about, you know, I always give my much praise and glory to the man upstairs. For him, everything is made possible for me today, and that I'm here and existing here on this radio show today is all in his works. And I'm blessed and impressed with that, and I'm grateful that you guys are out here sharing this time with me. Just a quick update on July 31st show. I am now at 1826, and archive listens and counting. Thank you very much for all the support. You guys know you can go on iTunes. They are on iTunes. Any of you that do go on iTunes to download, could you please let me know if you have to pay something so I can tell some of my other fans, you know, that's what we... If not, I could just burn some CDs with the episodes that you want on them. As well, keep this in mind. I got some really, really bright ideas that are coming up in the next few weeks. I'm going to be bringing you, you know, opportunities to be able to either get into what I do as far as radio, you know, because I don't mind helping anybody, or as far as just getting into school this semester. There's a lot of people out there who keep saying they want to do this, they want to do that. You guys got some questions out there about how it goes? I was sitting on the porch with my family members the other day, and I was listening to them discuss college, you know, to a young man who wants to go. And as I was listening to them, I'm sitting there, and, you know, no disrespect at all intended. But, you know, they know a great deal about how to, you know, maneuver things. But when it came to, you know, some of the information that they were giving the young man, it wasn't really correct. You know, and also to beware, you know, you don't, you know, when it comes to financial aid, if you're really, really not really serious about school, then, you know, don't even collect a bill. But everybody has the right to get a Pell Grant. Pell Grants are for everybody. And a fee waiver, governor fee waiver goes along with that when you fill out your FAFSA. Once you do that, then you're on the road to financial aid. But the case is you have to do your classes. You know, you have to have a certain amount of classes to be able to receive a certain amount. You know, see, you know, it's kind of funny when young people, when you see young people, you know, they need some answers. He could be no more than, but he's a young man with a wife, they said a wife and some kids. Dressed really, you know, casual, nice young man, always pleasant every time I saw him. You know, but he was asking some important questions. You know, as I'm sitting there and I'm hearing some good, you know, info. But then it's like, you know, he's like, well, where do I go? I said, well, I can go to Long Beach City. You can go. No, I mean, keep in mind, what I tell everybody on this radio station, everybody I want you to bring what you know is to be true and that you can prove. In the case of you bringing any falsification, any information that is not of warrant or value, you know, please, don't even attempt. Out here we need resourceful information that is up to date and current. And that's what I'm going to be bringing to you guys. So grab your pens and pencils and paper. This might be a lesson for you guys tonight. Shout out there to Candace last night. I met out there with them at the karaoke. Met out there for some business discussion. So, you know, I might be bringing that to you guys too. We'll roll with that as well. We're trying to bring some money into the community. Shout out there also to all my outreach people. I know I got my stalker out there. I know I got my brother Brett, Bishop Brett out there. I know Jay should be coming, and shout out there to him too for his efforts, and a shout out there for his family for their loss of a family member to violence. I was in and out of what I was going to do tonight as far, because everybody is having a violence in their, you know, be it if it's now in his family it was a male. But nevertheless, if it was a male or a female, it's still a loss of life. And it was someone who was very, very horrendous in the way that they did, they murdered him. So with that, we're going to go ahead and we're going to send up prayers to God for their comfort. You know, it's hard to tell a person to be comfortable or to be find comfort in that your family member is gone to a better place when they're the ones who are feeling the pain. So much love out there to the Dominican Republic, where his wife's family is, where her brother was murdered. You know, hope you guys get some closure to that and, you know, find peace and love. That in Jay, as soon as you can get available, holla. As well, you guys, too, grab your pens, your notebooks, so we can shoot you some information. Because whatever comes up, you should be writing it down. So you can go behind me and check it, find out what the resources are, utilize it. That's how we do it. We network. Networking in the name of Jesus. Tonight, it is now 11:15 p.m. It is August 19th. Happy birthday to my cousin Skipper. Rest in peace. Much love to him today as well. Thinking of you kindly, thinking of you thoughtfully, and hope your mother Betty and her husband are doing well tonight too as well. And rest in peace, little Skipper as well. Let's try to stop that violence, that gang violence, and that on the street drive-by violence if we can. We're going to touch on all these issues. Much love. Here we go with God, babe. I am. you're back with Gina's Groove Theory. It is now Sunday night, 11:15 in the PM, still on the 15 on the quarter. I was sending this shout out since this night is about to say men and women, you know, we need some real people out here tonight to talk about some serious issues. I want you guys to bring it. That means if you want to be anonymous, you know who you are. Call them, text me. Whatever you want me to say, I will say. I will ease it over for the folks out there so that they can get a gist of what you're saying. Your voice will still be heard. So, you know, if you want to be on the download, that's okay. But bring the real. Why is it that people keep getting into these relationships, you know, person after person? Is it, you know, the way my friend said it to me, she's like, is it desperation? Is it that, you know, you don't want to be alone? Is it that you have a sexual appetite that, you know, you got to have a lot of people? I think it's a lot of men are claiming sexual addiction. So with that, you know, and it's pretty much growing and rampant, you know, but like I say, we have to know what it is, you know, for you guys out there who feel that way, or you're like a male told me once, he's a sexual being. If you're one of those sexual beings who's a sexual being with everybody, you give us a call. If you're one of those ladies out there that's a sexual being with everybody, you give us a call. A shout out there to Salima. I asked her to touch too. And also too, hopefully Dominique will come out here and touch too. And, you know, give us some of those young people, I'm calling for you young people, to tell us about what's going on in you guys' group. What's your generation like right now with sex and frivolous, let's say promiscuous sex and just, you know what I mean? What is the get down? You guys, come on, bring it. I need people from all ages. That means from, let's say, 13, let's say 18 on up. 18, I need someone out the 10s. I need somebody out the 20s, the 30s, and the 40s, and the 50s, and the 60s. And if I'm fortunate, you guys, somebody out the 70s. And if we're really good, somebody out the 80s. So I'm going to send this shout out. We need some soldiers, you guys. So come on, soldiers, get busy.
Got it, I'm the hottest around. They'll know it when they see you rolling them pollas around it. With the top down, feeling the sound, quaking and vibrating your thighs, riding harder than guys with the chrome wheels at the bottom, white leather inside. When them lanes be spitting at you, tell them don't even try to shoot it with Shell and kick it with Kelly or holla at B. You gotta be G's, you way out of your league.
We like them boys that be in them legs leaning. Open them out, they grill gleaming. That we're cleaning, cleaning.
They always be talking that country slang. We like
that beat, that beat in the back, beating,
beating.
I be so low from the chiefin'. I love how he keep my body screaming,
screaming.
A rude boy that's good to me with street credibility.
Gotta play hood, I ain't tripping for him. Better be street if they're looking at me. I need a soldier, and if there's a stand up for me, known to carry big things, if you know what I mean.
Like them boys up top from the BK. Know how to put that money three ways. Always riding big on the freeway.
With that East Coast slang, that us country girls we like.
Low cut teasers with the deep
waves.
Go quick to snatch up your Beyonce. Always coming down, popping our way.
Telling us that country girls are kind of girls they like.
Some soldiers in here,
where they
wanna take care of me.
Where?
see cash money is an army. I'm walking with purple hearts on me. You're talking to the sergeant. Body marked up like the subway in Harlem. Call him, we the F baby. Please say the baby. If you don't see me on the block, I ain't trying to hide. I blend in with the hood, I'm camouflage. Bandana tied, so mommy join my troop. Now every time she hear my name, she salute.
On the phone tonight, homie in the dickies in my zone tonight. He don't know it might be on tonight. Oh, he looking good and he talking right. He the type that might change my life. Every time he look at me, my girls be like, that one may be the one tonight.
If it's time to play hood, I'm checking for the
Hello, everybody. No. Hello, everybody. We're back with Gina's Groove Theory. It is now 11:22 p.m. It is August 19th, 2012. I'd like to send a shout-out, a birthday shout-out to my cousin, Skipper. Rest in peace today. Today would have been his birthday. Much love to his family, to his mom, Betty, and everybody. Much, you know, hope you guys are feeling good today and celebrating his life. Actually, this is KXRW, your community connection internet radio station, being brought to you here right out of Long Beach. Most of you know me as Gina. This is Gina's Groove Theory. Tonight we're going to be talking more so about, the 14th, August 14th, we've been having some serious shows. My shows I've been touching on because everybody right now is going through some type of violence. I mean, it's... Today we got word. Now the past a cousin of mine, as you guys know, a cousin of my adopted sister was beaten and raped and murdered almost going on a month ago. And so I did a show on it. Actually, it was the 31st of July that I did the show, and it was in representation of Sybil and the life that she lived. And then, you know, when I recollect, after I got the news, you know, I kind of knew it, when you know when someone's telling you it's something's bad, and then you find out about death, and then you find out who it involves, and you say, oh, wow, I knew it was going to be her. Because, you know, as I remember, as growing up, we grew up together, ever since I was maybe 13, 14, she suffered from mental illness as well. And, you know, back then you didn't see that, but you did, you know, but she did. So now me working it, wait a minute, you guys, I got a caller out there, so I'm going to go ahead and touch them and see who it is. Let's say hello, see what input that they have. Hello, hi, you're live on with, hello, hi, you're live with Gina's Groove Theory. Who's out there? Hello? Can you hear me? Yeah, okay. We were having some, he was having some difficulties on his end. Call back in. Maybe he didn't mean to press the, you know, he want to say something. Just call back in. Call back in and just don't push the number one. And number one will send you out here to talk. But you know what? Just kick back, listen in, feel the groove. I mean, a lot of people, you're in the hustle and bustle. I usually do I started this show at 4 o'clock every Thursday. And it was a pretty popping day, and I had a great audience out there. I always got a great audience. All of you guys are always a great audience. But I was on another radio station. You know, that's how I started. And, you know, 4 o'clock was pretty good. You know, it's good for, you know, in the home, you know, rolling home in the traffic. You know, if you live far, a little distance, you know, to, you know, be on your internet, you know, be on your radio, or, you know, everybody has an iPod. So it was pretty, it started off pretty much like that in the beginning. When I realized that I had an audience out here who not only could I connect, you know, everything that I do every day, because like most of you guys know out there, you know, when you see my Facebook for my show, you see it says God Dollars Heaven Bucks, and everybody that knows me knows that's how I roll. With that, you know, I remember Sybil always having you know, mental illness, you know, issues where she, you know, she was withdrawn, you know, and she's like maybe a year or two older than me, you know. So, you know, she was always withdrawn, and she always, I think when she got like in her 20s, you know, she got addicted to some drugs or whatever. And I thought she had kind of came out of it. She moved out to Paris. But one thing about Sybil was she always, you know, ended up with the man who, you know, would beat her up, you know, for, I don't know, you know. And I know she had some issues with, you know, some alcohol. And so it was like she always had these violent relationships. It's kind of like the question tonight is about the whole thing about sex, involving sex. You know, why is it that we continuously have sex, right, with people that we know have sex with other people, and there's no expectation. Let me break it down the way I pretty much wrote it. Because when I wrote it as posted for, you know, my audience to check it out if they want to check out the show. So I kind of wrote it in the first, in the third person. After addressing the issues that are surrounding sexual abuse and the effects on the victims and their families, I decided to further touch the subject of sex manipulation, acceptance of sexual oblivion, and the real reasons that men and women are carefree sexually, knowing that it won't go further than the bedroom. It will go no further than the bedroom. Not even near close to the bride's groom's room. So this episode that I had on August 14th, it was going to be one to remember. It was called Innocence Lost, The Secret Behind the Pain. I opened up some secret doors and told, I pretty much opened myself as well to the discussions of, you know, what happened, you know, when you're a victim of rape, and what Sybil was. We touched on some things about what women can do to protect themselves. This is a serious issue. I think we have somebody who wants to say hello, so we're going to go ahead and talk, you know, check in, see. It is now 11:28 in the p.m. You're here with Gina Groove Theory, KXRW, your community connection internet radio station, here being broadcast live to you in Long Beach, California. Hi, this is Gina. Who's this?
Are you speaking with Ken?
Oh, hey, Ken. So you got out there. Wow. Well, thank you. Thank you.
You know, it's a lot of your subjects and things that I have to deal with on a daily basis, you know, and what I do for work and everything, which, are, you know, we don't have to go into detail right now. But a lot of your subjects are what we can relate to. And I think what we a lot of times find out is, like, being sexually traumatized, we see it as adult or a female, a man, or, you know, a female more or less. But it can happen to men as well as females. And situations is what we have to take our binders on, is how they happen. You know, they happen through situations of those who are put over us, to whether it was babysitters or caregivers or things like that. But these forms of abuse happen in different ways. You know, look at seeing it as a face with a certain way, it has to look. But it's various ways that it happens, the manipulations, And these are also things that lead over from childhood and can lead over into life. You know, if it's not properly addressed or, you know, you don't get the proper, you know, psychiatric help like that. You know, a lot of people are reluctant to go sit down and talk to people about problems like this. You know, they feel like they're crazy or less than. But, you know, you have to get these things out of you. You have to purge it out of your system, you know. You follow what I'm saying, you know?
Yes.
Holding it is not the way to do it. You have to actually get with somebody and get it out of you, because it will eat away at you, and it comes out and then manifests and comes out in different forms and different ways. That, you know, it's a lot. It's a very complex thing, but it does need to be addressed, and it does need some type of mental help with it, you know?
Yeah, and you know what? And I also, too, you know, and thank you for representing for the men out there, too, because much love to them, too. See, you guys are the population of us Homo sapiens who really, you know, have to, it's kind of like a lion, you know, it has to have that exterior of, and that mane of, you know, authority and, you know, so to be violated at any, you know, to be violated as a child or anything.
Exactly.
Got to be hard for, you know, even some women don't report. You know, like I get women out here too, I represent too, for the women who report falsely, because with that reporting falsely, that also, you know, plays a part in people needing to serve the time that they've done, you know, really, you know, to, as opposed to someone else you're wasting time on and having some other, you know, because you got it vice versa ways. So when it comes to, as far as, it's not that many, you know, men that get molested, but by women, but you know, that's not too rare, but you know, but then I've had a guy tell me that he has too, you know, I was molested, you know, some woman molested me, I've heard it one, you know, and it's a serious issue. There, no one should be violating anybody, but I just know that you guys are really the kings, and kings, you know, don't say, hey, something like that happened to me.
But Gina, you know, all respect to, I think a man is more reluctant to say that because of an image thing, you know, because, you know, men can be molested by women too. But we have to look at the circumstances. Men can be molested by women.
Yes, I feel you. If
under influence or drugged, and he's basically this person's mercy, you know what I mean?
Young, adolescent.
Right. And
you're right.
So we don't look at these different ways that it happens, that we don't really, you know, then some men, hey, it's not a macho thing. I'm not going to tell a bunch of people I got molested by a woman. You know? It's society day. But it does happen. It does. It really does. I think it might happen as far as older women with younger guys, too, you know?
People authority, you know, because women authority, they got, man, it just happens all kind of ways. You're right. Go ahead. Continue.
Yeah, and there was something you wanted to touch on. You were kind of moving kind of fast on, too, about the, you're telling me about the death of your, what's it, your cousin or your sister or something?
Yeah, she's a cousin to my adopted sister. Go ahead.
I think we have to look at sometime at what we do after we lose a family member in our life. You know, that's a traumatic thing for people. And we have to look at what can we do to get assistance with that. You know, I mean, if we look at and dissect the word PTSD, what it means, you know, it's just not for veterans. It's for anybody that's seen dramatic situations that impacted them. You know, seeing a person die, watching a person get hit.
Yes.
There's various things that can set that off. And I say that because death is a part of us, and what we do with and deal with it is a different story. And you touch on that, you know, in this area and everything like that.
You know, and you know, I don't know if how many of my shows you've listened to, but I do bring this up every time. You know, now I'm learning a little bit more, so I'm adding, you know, I make sure that I don't just talk what I read off of something, or, you know, I like you, because, you know, you know how you do your thing, too, so your thing is like my thing. Everybody is not, you know, can do my thing.
I like what yours is. It's not a concrete format. It's
it comes across as a chat, and I'm more open to that, you know, because, you know, different things form in conversation, you know. They might lead a branch to this. But, you know, that's why I kind of like your format. I really do.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm your number one fan. I told you that anyway.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. You're making me blush. I really thank you for coming out because, you know what, you know, other than Cherokee coming out here and, you know, some of my native, you know, Native American, we roll like that, and I represent for that part of my, you know, of my heritage as well. But, you know, doing it that we do and, you know, how you have a great spirit, you know, and you're a giver, you know, too, as well, because, you know, I know you probably more than you know me, so because I've changed so much.
We need to sit down and have our, you know, do the lunch thing like was promised, and we can really sit down for hours and talk because we're on the same team. We, you know, our heads are in the same place, and you know, we have a lot of ideas and things to pass around and swap.
I would love to do that. You know, I'm supposed to be sitting down with Mike Davis, but you know, I'm kind of twisted because. You know, this the community thing, see, you know, we've been having it, you know, we got the politics up in there, and we don't really have a decent representative for us as far as leadership, as colored people. And I say that with much respect, but we don't have anybody that, you know, I mean, well, the more brown brother, they have some, you know, they're getting some people to represent for them, but we have these clowns.
I mean, if anything I can do to help, yeah, give me a call, and if I can help support you or help you with a voice, I'm willing to do that, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. I will. I was definitely. Are you out of here? Are you going to hang out?
I'm going to hang out.
Okay. Well, you know what? If you want to listen or hang out, it's up to you. Thank you. Thank you. I'll touch you tomorrow and see what we can do.
But I'm gonna hang out right now, though.
Okay. All right. Well, just go ahead and hang out. You're just gonna hang. I'm right here. Touch me if you need me. Oh, wait a minute. I don't know. Wait a minute. Oh, wait. Hold up. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Did I? You were saying something?
Are you disconnected?
No, I just put you on. I didn't know if you wanted to keep talking. If you want to keep talking, then I'll you know, keep you off mute if you want to just hang out with me. Or, you know, sometimes, this is the system is like this. When you call in, you have that option, right, to push one to speak. And then a little question mark comes up. So whenever it stays up until you take it down. If you want to get rid of the, you know, the little question mark, I guess you go back into the system and you go back into listening mode.
Go back into listening mode. If it gets quiet, I'll come back and talk to you.
Yes, I'll be here. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Well, actually, I can go ahead and get ready to touch on the time right now. Much love to you, Ken, and I really appreciate you. Thank you. Looking forward to working with you. Okay.
I appreciate you. Just go forward to catch up.
Wow. Me? Oh, me. You know what? You know what? Like I tell everybody, you could be right now. Right now? If it wasn't tomorrow, wasn't a work day, you could have been hanging out here in my living room where I am, chilling with me while I'm doing the radio show and able to speak freely of, you know, your own, you know. So I do in-house, too.
I would like to do that. Come and hang out in your living room with you.
Yeah, I do in-house, too. And I'm taking it on the road. You know, you heard about my riverbed adventure, right? You know, I got a riverbed adventure. And my black diamond, she drove me out there on the riverbed. She's a hell of a car, I tell you. But, you know, I went out there, you know, I toughed the terrains, you know, but I've been doing that for years, but not, I'm on my own now. I don't walk with anybody. I walk on my own.
You know what we have to do? We have to just get the camera and we just have to walk. You know?
Yeah. When would you like to do that? You set the time. See, I'm free. I'm free as a bird. You set the time, I'll be there. All right?
I want to say we just go put on our blue jeans, our tennis shoes, and we walk with the camera.
Oh, I usually wear high heels out there. Okay, well, I can put on some tennis shoes. Oh, yeah. It represent out there to the Riverbed folks, the community, little tent city down there, representing. This is Gina out here. Oh, yeah, that's it.
We're going to go to different sites, okay?
Okay.
We're going to go to, okay?
Okay. Have you been to Wilmington and San Pedro yet?
I know where all those places are.
Oh, wow. So you've been there too, huh? It's incredible, you know. It's incredible, but without people like you, you know, in the place that you are. Yeah, I'm a little bit more freestyle. Huh?
You can check my article I wrote and read it on TV on your show one day.
Why don't you pass it to me right now and let me do it now? Why wait?
It's in my office. But it's a picture. It's an article I did about 4 years ago. It was posted in the editorial. You have to do that. You have to read that for me.
Okay, either I read it for you or any kind of way you want to do it. That's why, you know what, I tell people, look, most of my guests that come on, you know, at first they're shy. You know, they can't, you know, when they're in-house too, you know, they sit around on the couches because it's pretty comfy, cozy, right? So, you know, I'm chilling right now. You know, much love to all my people out there because they'll tell you it's pretty comfy, cozy. And it's just like what we do every day. When I'm not on the radio, and if I have anybody around me, we're always talking about the same thing. It's like right about now in my life, I live, eat, and breathe it. Because you know what? I know there's some folks out there who should be doing better than what they should be doing. And the only way that I can do and not hurt anybody, you know, see, I can't afford to hurt anybody to be hurt because of something I've done that I can't cover them for. So before I can do anything, I have to build my own empire. And when I build my own empire, then I'm going to do things the way I know that humanly and with empathy and with thought of being on both sides of the tracks, you know, I have a goal. I know what they feel. I know how they feel. I know how the people on the other side look, and I try to end the stigma of what society wants you to believe that these people are. You know, we're out there. I've been doing this almost 10 years alongside Cherokee. And you know what?
The society thing is this.
Huh?
The society thing is this. I know there's homeless people out there. I see them everywhere. But I don't want them in my yard. I don't want them sleeping in my alleys. I don't want them in my neighborhood. Why can't they stay in this area? You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
So like people want to get, and then now the next question is, let's talk about this for a minute, Gene.
Okay.
The biggest problem with homelessness is where are you going to put them at? So let's quit looking at homeless an institutionalized way of doing it. See, the system that I have that I would like someday to seek a funding or money on is, now listen and hear me out. I use them. Now, there's surplus ships, right?
Okay.
Now, just walk with me. Walk with me down this road, Gina.
Okay, I'm right here.
Walk this road with me.
Okay.
Now, all these surplus ships, they're in Birmingham. Now, at the same time, ships are sustainable for life, meaning that we could go out to sea and stay out there for years and years at a time. Now, running water, food, sleeping area.
Oh.
What's wrong with refurbishing one of those up? Another problem is, where are you going to put it? Nobody wants land or nothing near them. Put it on one of these piers out here, okay?
Yeah.
And own water supply, own potable services that hooks into the pier. What I'm saying is you have somewhat of a shell of something to work with for housing people. Turn the ship into housing quarters.
Yep.
I mean, it sounds kind of shallow, but the big picture is.
It's not shallow. It's an idea. You know, I wish my friend Jay was out here. I'm going to shoot him because I'd love for him to talk to you. I mean, he's working on this. And you know what? I've been bringing this little subject out about really like what the really big issue, I mean, to see the really big issue is it goes deeper than, you know, just homeless, poor. It goes deeper than that. It's a systematic way
well,
of.
I think,
go ahead.
Well, there's a lot of things you got to look at, Gina, to why a person is homeless.
Yeah.
There's ways people become homeless.
I'm seeing a lot that come through our office is the new generation of homeless people that don't know nothing about compared to that.
Yes.
Before, you had people come through, okay, you know you can do this, you know you can do that. They already know what the system has. But now it's just a lot of families and kids coming through there.
Yes.
What do you
do? Yes.
Things are different. What do you
do? Wow. Ken.
The question that I could talk to you for days and days, and we could go on a retreat somewhere and just, and I think that would be good to do too, just go on a retreat, on a retreat somewhere where everybody could just sit down and just brainstorm.
Ken, get this, get this. This is, okay, the issue that I got off page with that I've been letting everybody know is, the young people and all those people over there who haven't came home yet, you know, you haven't seen them come home yet, and these are people who are going to be like, you know, it's going to be like Vietnam, and I think it's going to be at a greater extent. You know what? There is a couple. Listen to me. See, Schwarzenegger put a bill in effect. It's either the SB 83 or SB 33, which demands for emotional any type of emotional, it has to be proven. Now you know because of you dealing in this field, it is hard to, it's hard to have to prove to them that you're emotionally scarred, right? You can EKG, you can body scan and all that extra, but really you cannot see unless there's some chemical, there's a chemical diffusion in your head that they can see that what you're going through or what you've seen or what you've experienced. Like you said, it's not I used to think PTSD was associated with military too. You know what? It is. It's anything that has been traumatic in your life that it's so traumatic that you've had to push it back so far back. And when somebody breaks it out, it unleashes and what some people may say is crazy. You know what I mean? It's hard to prove. So when he put that bill in effect, it screwed me because I was going through workers' comp myself, right, for mental and because of harassment and intimidation by not even a native of this country, a male on top of that, who admitted what he was doing. I was battling my own thing. So I'm looking at, okay, well, that the real truth is, you know, everybody's not going to be able to get out like that when you go to these agencies to get help. You know, when these kids come home, they're going to have to look at proving that they have been traumatically, if it's not physical, you'll get your disability. Physical, they say they'll pay them. But emotionally, they have to prove. So that means they're going to hold all those young veterans up. And it's a homeless veteran couple, a young lady and a young man with a dog and a cat over there, you know, like about a mile away from Salon Mache, the guy killed all the people, the beauty salon or whatever, right, sitting on an island, Look, they didn't look hurt, but it's like they're homeless. Wait a minute, you just came home and you're homeless out here? What the hell? What are they, why she could be no more than 22 and she's 4 months pregnant. But they don't want to get rid of the animals, Ken. So, I don't know. You know what I mean? It's like they have a dog and a cat. And she got a baby. They can be no more than 21, 22, 20, 23 years old. Why are...
Jenna,
huh? Yeah?
I mean, these are things that we see every day. I mean, you know, taking on a pet. And that's what I've seen... Shelters being turned down because they can't take a pet with them.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and that's why I just see ain't nothing I can do. Like my hands are done. But just that though. I mean, God, couldn't they just get them? But they're vets. What? Why are they coming home and not? What is it that they don't know that You know, I had a vet that was on the show like a couple of weeks ago, and he said that they need to go in, and he named out some things that they need to do. He said they have the right to go in there, and that the United States is supposed to take care of them. They should not. They coming just home from this war are homeless already. It's like, what are, they're coming home to nothing. It's Vietnam, what, 2012. And now they got to prove that they crazy in the head or whatever. They seen that their, you know, partner was murdered or, you know, shot, blown to pieces. You know, how you gonna prove that? You know, it's gonna be some. So I tell everybody out there to gear up. We really need to get united a little bit, because I mean, come on, are we gonna let them come back home like they did in the Vietnam, whatever war? You know, we're gonna let them come back home and end up like them? It's gonna be a repeat. You know, it's, what do you say about that? I know you say we see it every day, but it's like, why is that? Are you there? Hello? Hello? I hope maybe I haven't lost. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and we're going to take 2 and 2. This is a very serious issue, and you guys know that I'm telling you guys. Also, too, when your people, your vets are coming home, pay attention close to them, watch them. You know, there are signs that you can see that they may be having trouble. You know, don't just turn around and walk like you're not, act like you don't notice the, you know, odd things that they may be doing or the things that might not seem out of their nature. So just be aware, you know, and just be loving, you know, because they did do the service for this country. So we need to do something to initiate that they shouldn't have to go through those extra challenges just to live and survive. It is now 11:51. It's now 11:51. You're here with Gina's Groove Theory. You're out here with me and my good co-worker in spirit, Ken. He's representing as well. We're gonna go ahead. I'm gonna go ahead and touch, and we're gonna touch on something that's pretty like laid back, and something that you like, and. Much love to everybody out there at Long Beach City College. I'll be seeing you. It's a countdown. I got you guys. And let's see. We got 8 days and counting, people. You better be ready because I'm ready. I'm going to come up in there and I'm going to take it out. I'm going to take it all. You know, I'm coming for those A's and those B's. So y'all got to give them up. So let's say we're going to play something real, real. You know what? I think it's really a little hot little tune. So I'm going to play it. It's by Dream. Here you go. Purple kisses, people.
So, which one of these do you like? Just Lip Pedal by Bobby Brown. And Hold On. This is Veneer by Mac. Which one do you like best?
Come on. Come on. You know, you look good when your makeup ain't on, right? But when you put on that lipstick, shawty, you leave it everywhere.
Come on.
Got that Mac on her lips when she doing it to me.
about to mess that shit up. My gun on fire, it's about to be a stick up. Ooh, you lit up tonight, yeah. Oh, 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 on me, oh, oh, I love it when she puts them pretty lips on me.
Purple kisses, purple kisses.
She kissed me from my head down to my feet.
Purple kisses,
we,
purple kisses.
She got that Mac on her lips when she doing it to me.
You're back with Genius Groove Theory. It is now 11:58 p.m. It's August 19th, 2012. Well, I guess it's like a little bit under a minute before it's August 20th. So we're going to have a beautiful, what, Tuesday? It's going to be Tuesday, right? Tuesday. Well, Fridays, Tuesdays, they come pretty quick. No, it's going to be Monday. Monday today. Okay, actually, so we got two more minutes and counting. I hope you guys like that Purple Kisses. You know who that's for, right? So I'll send that out to you. All right, I'm going to go ahead and say, you know what, with all this conversation about men, women, and everything, you know, I'm going to send this shout out to you guys. This is what we need to do for each other, actually. But, well, some of you men need more upgrading than more than others. Much love.
Yeah, B. Talk your shit.
Time to let me upgrade.
How you gonna upgrade me? I'm tired of number one. You know I used to beat that block. Now I bees the block.
Let me upgrade.
I hear you beat the block, but I'm the light to keep the streets on. Notice you the type that likes to keep them on the leash, though. I'm known to walk alone, but I'm alone for a reason. Sending me a drink ain't appeasing, believe me. Come harder, this won't be easy. Don't doubt yourself, trust me, you need me. This ain't a shoulder with a chip or an ego. What you think, they all mad at me, so. You need a real woman in your life. Taking care of home and still fly. And I'ma help you build up your account. Believe me, playing in them big meetings for the meals. It take me just to compliment the deal. And anything is hot, I put the bill.
corporate dudes. They call shots, I call audibles. Shake up the jeweler, bubbles, the rain swart sort of dude. It's big ballin', baby, when I'm courting you. I'm talking spy bags and fly pads and rooms at the Bloomberg and rumors. You on the verge of a new merge, cause that rock on your fingers like a tumor. You can't fit your hand in your new purse. It's humorous to me, they watching and we just got an Allen hopping off of your mafia coast. Mafioso, oh baby, you ever seen satin? No, not the car, but everywhere we are. You sure to see stars, this is high level, not eye level. My bezel, courtesy your Audemars. I order yours tomorrow, now look at the time I saved ya. Mama, let me upgrade ya.
Just when you think you had it all, fixed income, collecting cars.
It is now 12:03 in the a.m. It is now August 20th, 2012. You're representing here with KXRW, your community connection internet radio station. This is Gina from Gina's Brew Theory. Sending that shout out there to my man who just got off the line. Thank you very much for coming out and supporting as well. He is one of the soldiers that I was talking about earlier. You know, I played that song I called for all y'all soldiers out there who are ready for battle to come on and get on with this subject and this topic. It's pretty much a spinoff. I've been having a spinoff. He gave me my props for the shows and the topics that I have, and he likes my format. I'm like, and kind of like, what is that? You know, what is that format? I don't know. I think I kind of like swing things kind of like naturally. I don't know. Maybe if there's, you know, something I need to tighten up, I don't know. But apparently he says I do it pretty well. And shout out there to Todd and his aunt as well for you guys out there listening. I got your text. Thank you. Well, Todd is just my Native American stalker, you know, and friend and family member. So, you know, he's always on the team. Shout out there to, let's say, LBC. You, like I said, you guys can see me. It's not, well, actually, it is 7 days and counting before school starts. People, you better be ready. And I hope you got those FAFSAs in because, you know what, disbursement. If you're late, it's going to be, woo, like way late for you. So you better get your FAFSAs in for 2012-13. All right, I'm going to send another shout out there. Much love out there to my little boo out there. I think she out there supporting as well. A little sweetie face. Much love. Posted you guys with your little cute sales on Facebook this morning. Much love to you. I love you and your brother as well. He's here representing in the LBC. Much love to you guys. I hope you like those cuts. Like I said, you know, no disrespect, a lot of you brothers and sisters as well need a little bit of upgrade. So you know what? You better start upgrading with yourselves. You know, find some love in yourselves. Look at yourself. Get yourself together. And, you know, spend some you time. You time is good. I'm learning that. You time is really good. It doesn't have to actually have anybody else to have to be involved in you time. You time is something that you have to yourself. You can get a little used to yourself. You can do what you want. You can breathe. Okay? People breathe. All right, it is now 12:05. I'm going to send this shout out for myself because it's all about me, myself, and I.
All the ladies, if you feel me, help me sing it out.
My name's Rap, y'all. This here's Remix.
Love is so tight, it goes right when it's wrong.
and in the end, that's what I found out. And it ain't no need to cry. I took a vow that from now on, I'm gonna be my own best friend. Be myself, I, that's all I got. In the end, that's what I found out. And it ain't no need to cry. I took a vow that from now on, I'm gonna be my own best friend.
Controlling me, say that you love me, but you don't. Your family told me one day I would see it on my own. Next thing I know, I'm dealing with just three kids in my own. Love is so blind, it feels right when it's wrong. Now that it's over, stop calling me. Come pick up your clothes. Ain't no need to front like you're still with me. All your homies know, even your very best friend tried to warn me on the low. Took me some time, but now I am strong. Because I realize I've got to
be myself, and I, that's all I got. In the end, that's what I found out. And it ain't no need to cry. I took a vow that from now on, I'm gonna be my own best friend. Be myself, and I, that's all I got. In the end, that's what I found out. And it ain't no need to cry. I took a vow that from now on, I'm gonna be my own best friend. I gotta be myself, and I
know that I will never disappoint myself. Help me sing it out.
Trying to leave you and get to know somebody else and waste all them years of my life. No, somebody help. We sell things together that nobody felt. I violated your trust and all that because of all that. You all fall back, but it was all me and you. Now it's me, myself, and I. And now I'm trying to menage with all three of you. Sugar, we go way back, way before Dolly Parton, Shane and Braun was ever taken off, baby. They used to bug out with me. All that I know is you always laughed at all of my jokes, even the corny ones. Hell yes, we bug, we have fun together. Hell yes, we does. And I got feelings, but I don't express it much. So you believe in everything else except for us. Come on.
Be myself, sugar, that's all I got. In the end, that's what I found out. And it ain't no need to cry. I took a vow that from now I'm gonna be my own best friend. Be myself, I, that's all I got. In the end, that's what I found out. And it ain't no need to cry. I took a vow that from now on, I'm gonna be my own best friend. Best friend.
Second time, I had to send that shout back out to you. It's 12:10 a.m. You're live with Gina's Group Theory, KXRW, your community connection internet radio station. Tonight's subject is more so about why is it that, a childhood friend of mine, we were having a conversation, just like we always do. We always sit down, like, shooting it about, you know, what it is that, you know, we experience with our friends and our loved ones in their lives and the things that they do, and, you know, also, too, in our lives as well. And with that, you know, some things you can kind of laugh about and giggle about because you can say, well, hey, you know, some people really think you like, right, you know, you're not on the page they are, but you really are. So I told her today, I said, well, you know, she's never been on my show. She didn't get out here yet. She didn't get out here tonight because I know she got to work and represent. But she did lay down some things. She was like, ask the question, you know, why is it, and a shout out to my sweetie face, she calls it being a desperado. She's like, is it desperate? Why is it that people continue to engage with people who they know they don't have a future with, and these people, this person or persons, are dealing with other people, multiple people, you know, this is intimately, right? She's like, why is it? You know, she said, even on the flip side for the men, too, because women play that game as well, you know, so it's all a manipulation. And then also, too, like, it could be so embedded and so, in, you know, deep, you know, from that person's, you know, childhood, what happened to them is the reason why they do the things that they do. And as well as, you know, one of the main things is sexual abuse as well. And, you know, we touched on, thank you, Ken, from the MSC. He wants to take a walk on the beach or something, and he wants to take the camera, and we're going to roll. He spoke of a retreat, so we'll see what's going on. You know, I've been knowing him for years off and on, and, you know, I've touched him, you know, a couple of times. He knows who I roll with when it comes to me, you know, rolling with the community and stuff. He knows, you know, of that, so, you know, he wants to work with me. That's good. You know, that's real good. I'm going to shoot some things to him. And he brought out the point that right now it's more families more than anything right now homeless. So, see, when me and my kids were homeless, we, you know, it wasn't that many then. Now, as opposed, it's more men then, and more, you know, men and seldom women, but and just rare family. Now it's more families than anything, because you got a lot of these young people out here who are trying to raise kids, and they're out there, you know, they have no one to turn to. Yeah, listen to that, shall I? In Long Beach, if there's any young people that you know that are in between the ages of 18 and 24, you know, and they need some help, they need to get themselves together and get their, you know, off the street, or, you know, get some housing, send them to me. If you can inbox me on my Facebook, because most of you guys, I think, are in my Facebook or either on Blog Talk, you know, inbox me. I'll shoot some information to them. This is Long Beach, California, not Long Beach, Florida. So, you know, Long Beach, California represented. There ain't no oranges out here. Pretty much just inbox me with, you know, what it is that you need and where you need to go. And you can keep it on the anonymous. You know, I'll still share the information with you. It's now 12:13 a.m. Like I was saying, the question would be, why is it that people settle? We will keep, you know, everything nameless, you know, here. But, you know, we were in discussion about this. And I figure, you know, she asked me, is it that, you know, they have hopes of something growing, you know, later, you know, if they keep on sleeping with this person or whatever. You know, well, there are some key things and clues that you can kind of pick up on when you can tell someone is really just playing you off and, you know, it's not going anywhere. You got to have a little bit of common sense and a little bit of mother wit, you know, all that kind of works with you. And then sometimes you got to get in tune with your intuition. And that has to that will give you, like, deep. You see this red light flashing. It's like, it's flashing. It's flashing. It's flashing. Because sometimes we get involved in things we normally wouldn't have, but we did it anyway. In the case of it, you do that, and then it's a blow up. You guys know. Represent for Noah out there, you know. From Wales out there, the way he says blow up kills me. I got them representing in the Huntington Beach out there. Blow up. It's a blow up, people. It is now 12:14 in the a.m. It's August 20th. Much love to all of you guys out here listening. Your support is greatly appreciated. I'm going to go ahead and play one more cup for you guys. Take a little short little break. And when I come back, you guys better be ready to talk about some business. All right? Don't be scared. I need you young people's ideas. I need people of the teens. I need people of the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s. All you rambunctious, you know, sexual beings out there, you guys come on in and represent. Tell me what's your side of the game. All right, much to you. Don't be scared.
Nothing even matters at all. nothing even matters. Nothing even matters at all. Nothing even matters. Don't you
feel nothing even matters to me. See, nothing even matters. See, nothing even matters to me. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters.
You're part of my identity. I sometimes have a tendency to look at you religiously, baby. Cause nothing even matters. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters to me. Said it don't matter, baby, baby.
Oh. Now you won't find me at no store. I have no time. Manicures with you is never either. Cause nothing even matters no more. See, nothing, it don't matter.
Oh.
Hello. Okay, I got you. All right. It is now 12:22. Thank you, sweetie face. It is now 12:22 a.m. It is August 20th, 2012. As I was saying, I sent that shout out as well as to the whole show being built around, you know, me and my homegirl sitting on pretty much while I was doing the show today and, you know, tightening up some of my loose ends. She was, you know, we were having a conversation about, you know, the issues of, you know, women and men, and, you know, because she brought it up about men too, about, you know, people just, you know, no names, you know, we won't go hit no names here, you know, slander. You know, why do they do the things they do? They kind of like fall prey to, you know, others who, you know, pretty much, you know, some people, I mean, I'm not judging anybody. I'm just saying in some cases it seems like they fall prey to, it's kind of like a, you know, a fly being caught in a spider's web, and then they're, you know, in you know, thralled in this relationship, and, you know, they have hopes of more, you know, they have dreams, you know, that mostly, it happens to mainly women, but she said it does happen to men. And so what happens is you tend to, you know, still carry on, I guess. She said, is you're a desperado, or is it that you, that I gave her that word, my baby gave me that word. Desperado means someone who's desperate, mighty, mighty, mighty desperate. And, you know, if that's the case, or, you know, just being lonely, she was like, you know, ask your audience, you know, how do they feel about that? You know, is it because, you know, like I told her, it could be a number of things. And being that I did the show on the 14th about sexual abuse, that's one of the number one reasons why people have the issues that they do have. That's one of, you know, I hate to have to say it, but that's one of the main reasons why people have the issues they do as adults, you know, because something traumatic happened to them as a child. And with that, you know, some people just survive it, some people don't. Can you hear me? Hello, hello? Some people, can you hear me? You hear me now, right? Hold on. Is that better? Can you hear me? Yeah. All right. Better. Touch me. Yeah? Sweetie face, thank you. My mommy just loves you, huh? Thank you. So it's hard to hear me? Is it hard to hear me? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Send me something right now. Listen. Okay. Hold on. Two and two. Let me go ahead and check on some things and see what's going on, all right? I'll be back in two and two. Here we go, a little something like this. Staring in your Hey, everybody. It is now 12:30 a.m. Representing here in Long Beach, this is KXRW, your internet radio, your internet community connection internet radio station. I'm getting a little tongue twisted. I just got a Facebook. I had sent to a family member, an extended family member out there, the link to the show, and she had touched me, so I was reading it as I was coming back on. Can you guys? Oh, no, yeah, you can hear me. Good. I was reading it as the song was going off, and I'm going to go ahead and share it. I don't think she would mind if I shared it with her. I'm going to read you guys pretty much the original posting that I sent out. What if you go to Blog Talk and you look up my show, and for today's show, then it will brief it for you. But I'm gonna share it with you. This is how I worded it today because of the conversation, like I told you, me and my homegirl were having. Sunday, August 19, 2012, at 11 p.m. Long Beach's own KXRW, your community connection internet radio station, presents Gina's Groove Theory. After addressing issues surrounding sexual abuse and the effects on the victims, she decided to further touch on the subject of sex, manipulation, acceptance of sexual oblivion, and the real reasons that women and men are carefree sexually with many other people. Even knowing that it won't go further than the bedroom, not even near close to the bride's groom's room. This episode on August 14th will be one to remember. It will leave some with questions, which it did, some with guilt, yes it did, and most hopefully some with closure. We didn't finish that episode, but this episode was, I named it Innocence Lost, The Secret Behind the Pain. I opened up about the hidden secrets of molestation and the scars that never heal. 8 out of 10 women in their lifetimes will be sexually assaulted or abused in some way, a form or fashion, and the rising number of those predators, or the ones who not the victim but the predator actually, are mainly people that they know, people, friends or families, family members, boyfriends, husbands, you know. Actually, most importantly, yeah, the predator usually is the person they know, family member, boyfriend, or someone who is a friend of the family. Sexual abuse as a young child has devastating results. In most cases, it begins where the child grows into a woman, but still a woman or man, but still a child. They grow into adulthood. They have to carry the brunt of, and that's what Ken was talking about. Much love to Ken because he brought it out there. He said it, and he said it just like, you know, from a man's point of view. I'm going to go ahead and finish what it brings on, and it kind of defines the person or the adult sometimes, in many cases, of the adult that they're going to grow up to be. And that's where you get a lot of people who say, well, they were molested as children, and that's where they end up to be molesters. Well, that's not in everybody's case. So, you know, that's a myth, okay? Sexual abuse as a young child has devastating results. In some cases, sexual deviancy, psychosocial disorders, unsavory sexual behavior, and even multiple personality disorders. I don't know if you guys ever heard of the book Sybil. Well, the girl Sybil, actually, she was a real girl. And she had all these. Her mother was her tormentor, and she did that quite, you know, on a daily, on a regular, until it pretty much drove her mad. And that's where she pretty much ended up mad. And she had, I do believe, 25 different personalities within her. And a personality, when it comes to multiple personalities, they are derived from each traumatic episode that you endure. So if each time that you maybe have, you know, as a child, to be assaulted or abused, that left a different scar. And in Sybil's case, she had a different personality for each person that was abused. So from each thing, from each incident becomes another entity of itself. And, you know, it's a hard thing to understand. Say multiple personalities, that's wild. But, see, trauma is by not any form a life issue. You can't take a pill to get rid of it. Does it sound that bad? Can you hear me? Fixed it. Okay. Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah, I got you. I got you, girl. As far as traumatic, and you can, you know, I was having a conversation with a young lady. I'm not going to say any names, pretty much, because no slander or defamation of character here on my behalf. We were having this conversation, and she was describing her sexual desire, her taste buds, you know, and the things that she's done and the ways that she can get over and, you know, how she can manipulate. And you know, then when we talked about her background and things that had happened to her as a child, it's apparent. You know, it's like, wow, okay, wow, you know. That's why she's the way she is with, you know, men today. And then when I looked at myself as well, you know, you say, well, this is why I'm the way I am today. Whatever happens to us in our lives, regardless of if we tend to put it in the back of our heads, apparently, I guess when we grow older, it comes back out. How you deal with that is dependent on, you know, how serious it is that you want to be free from mental illness, or you can be free, because everybody can't be free. And that's like vets for sure. You know, vets are, it's like, no, you can't free a vet that has been over in the war and seen all the things he's seen or her that she's seen, and, you know, free her or him of that. You know, so that is really kind of like a joke, really, you know, in that sense of, and I think about that too when I'm speaking about Vietnam vets. You know, no one could even, you know, I've heard stories and I talk to them all the time, you know, which I was at the VA just yesterday. I got to step back up in there and touch some people as well in there. Because also too, you know, they're on the need too. Oh, you know what? I don't know if there's any social workers out there that work for the county. Actually, the county IHSS division of the county. That means the county that is over the caregiver program. I had some questions for you. If you know somebody, if Rennie was out here, I'd tell her to have Coco call in. You know, call in out of Compton and tell me, you know, what's going on. I'm hearing that they're going to be taking back their money for caregiving. You know, if that's on the street, but you know how things on the street go. On the street is on the street. On the street, it could be dope for anything. So, you know, you don't know. But cases, is there somebody out there listening who has some information about that? I'd like to know, because I could pass that on to other people. If that's for real, that's going to be real bogus too, because if you don't have any money, if they don't have any money to pay anybody to take care of them or help them, and, you know, not to those ones that we, you know, I'm talking about to the people who really, really have care people, you know, we're not talking about the on the side deals. But anyways, it is now, let's see what time it is, 12:37. Thank you, sweetie face, for letting me know about that. That was pretty sweet. Right on. Good looking. Always got my back. God always got my back first and foremost. So with that, I'm going to go ahead. I didn't touch that other thing. You guys can hear me good? You rolling with me, all right? Now, okay, I'm going to send this shout out because I know Candace is out there. She tired from last night all at the karaoke. Oh, you know, she probably feeling that headache today. So I'm going to go ahead and send this shout out to her because she likes this. All right, here you go, girl. How can you bring that mend that broken heart? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Never see tomorrow. I was didn't stop the rain to fall down. Tell me how what makes the world go round? And how can you mend this broken man? Yeah. How can a loser ever win? Somebody help me,
my broken heart,
and let me live again. La-la-la-la-la. I can still feel the breeze that rustles through the tree, and misty memories of days gone by. But we could never see tomorrow. Would you believe that no one ever told us about the sorrow? So how can we mend a broken heart? And mine is, how can you stop the rain from falling down? But old sun shining, what makes the world go round? And sometimes I'm the same.
You're back with Gina's Groove Theory. It is now 12:44. You guys know this is down to the last 15 minutes of the 2 hours that I now have. We might be making some changes with that too soon. Pretty much I'm thinking we're going to go back to our 3 hours going into the 4 hours because, you know, we never get enough of bringing it, and my folks out there never get enough of supporting me, and so that's how we're going to be rolling. It's KXRW, your community connection internet radio station. As I was saying to you before, we were touching on what I had posted as the show detail, description, actually. And I was telling you about a family member. She's out here, Val. She just touched me and said she's been listening for an hour, and I can't see her, so apparently she's out there on the web, and she's listening with us, and she sent me my shouts out. Thank you. Much love to Valerie Bias and that beautiful baby of hers she has over there. And as well, I'm going to go ahead and share what she wrote in reflection to what I had wrote. She wrote, this is so disheartening, especially when it involves family and close friends. Some victims begin to deflect and turn it into their fault when it all lies on the predator. It's a complete violation of that individual, and the trust is forever broken. What I find most admirable in these types of situations is to forgive and to find true healing is what fascinates me. I've never been a victim of sexual abuse or molestation. My heart goes out to anyone and everyone who has had to suffer at the hands of a very sick individual that took advantage of their trust in their bodies for their own gratification. I'm going to go ahead and like that. That's what she wrote me on Facebook. Thank you for that, Val. That's my sentiments. It's exactly from the standpoint, I do, you know, I appreciate the fact that she did come out and represent, even though she's never experienced. And I think anybody, and just like, you know, everybody knows as well, there, you know, Ken said it a little earlier, men get sexually abused as well. And I don't think any form of any type of abuse is likable, you know. It's not appreciative. It's not a way of, you know, thanking someone for, you know, being there for you in your situation. So with that, you know, I mean, you being the vulnerable one and you, you know, trusting and believing, I can tell you this one thing is that, you know, that's the main thing that people get to. That's what they do. They trust and believe that they know that you that whatever they tell you, you're going to listen to because you have, you know. That's why I tell people now, especially with children, we know that the things that have happened to those who have been molested, it's either simply because of a parent, you know, a single parent, most likely. You know, that's a large amount of single mothers back in the day. Now it's a lot of single dads out there. Much love to you guys as well. But, you know, back then there's a lot of single, you know, women families, and they had to rely on other people to babysit their children. And that's what Ken touched on. And that's where you have to be really careful about who you have your children around. And that it doesn't even mean, you know, sometimes I think you kind of, you know, when your kids get to be teenagers, and I wasn't really like this because I was strict and I wasn't nothing nice. I was very strict. I didn't let my kids do much of anything. And, you know, that's where we were brought up. I had more of a grip on them. When you let your children go and roam, you know, spend the night over and spend, you know, sleepovers and, you know, going to Magic Mountain and, you know, you don't know the parents, you don't know, you know, you never met the parents, I mean, you never hung out with the parents, you know, these are things that, you know, we as parents and as communities need to pay attention to. See, there's a lot of bad elements out there, but you can see the elements if you just open your eyes. If we open our eyes, we can see a lot of things coming before it even hits us. And that's true talk right there. Oh, you know, let me send a shout out to I guess I got a follow on Twitter. Man, I'm getting a whole lot of follows from a lot of broadcast people. Thank you for representing as well. Shout out to this, I guess somewhere on Facebook you can vote for things, and people are voting for the pictures of Black Diamond and his name is Horace. I'm going to send a shout out to him for voting on Horace. Voted nice on Gina's photo of, it's a picture of my certificate that I got from Department of, Mental Health America. You guys know where I represented as well. You know, we had a little Jackie's Award, and yeah, I got some awards and I posted them on Facebook. You guys can check them out if you like. Thank you. I'm sending that out there. Thank you very much for voting on that. you know, I hope you get a prize or something like that. It is now 12:50 in the a.m. It's August 20th, 2012. It's a beautiful day today. It's been a beautiful evening. It's going to be a beautiful day after tomorrow and that day after that. It's really hot out here, so I don't know how you guys are keeping chill and cool and out of that weather, that hot weather out there. But I hope you're doing it with, water, plenty of water. I've been drinking water, you guys, so, you know, grab your water. Make sure that you guys are shored up. Keep your body, you know, generated with, you know, some fluids. And, you know, try to stay out the heat as much as possible. You know, for, you know, you ones out there on the grind, getting out there on the grind, you got to be out there in that sun. You know, we're going to be praying for you that it gets a little cooler. I guess the summer is going to be really hot. We'll see as well. I'm going to share, I want to share some things with you guys as well. I had shared one writing that I did have, and I had shared it with everybody pretty much because we were talking about how women can get into situations. This is one thing, okay, you know, without the other stipulations of what we have normally going on when it comes down to this sexual, you know, rape and all these, you know, things in which, you know, men usually are the predator, but now, you know, of course, there's some women who are predators because you have to think about, like what Ken said, you know, it could be just like the older woman and the young boy, and you know, then I have to think back to, you know, what I could reflect on. And it's like, you know, for shame on anybody that does any of that to any children. It's just, you know, there's not words I can say to, you know, what I feel about anybody that would do that to a child. Because, you know, it's one thing for us to be living in an adult world, but to force a child to go into an adult world, that's what you're doing, you know. Be conscious of that. You can say you're sick. Oh, I'm sick. Well, I'm sick too. But I'm not that sick where I'm going to put my sickness on the next person. The next young person, a person who has never even got to grow yet. It is a travesty. And you know what? As far as I'm concerned, you know, they said about shipping you guys, there's an island somewhere they're putting everybody like that. I don't know if an island will suit you. The case is, you know, just like Montana had said, you know, she's a little tired. That's my girl. That's my homegirl Compton that I was talking to today. She's like, you know, pretty much she's paying the bill. She's putting the bill for all these, you know, parlaying three hots in the cot. And she's about mad about it. Shout out there to Watada as well. And to her mom, Sarah. Sarah's still leaning out there. I know she is out there in the CPT. On Facebook today, they put a picture of the Compton Drive-In, and they mentioned El Castillo's across the street. All righty. Now, that was something, a blast from the past as well. We have a friend that we were discussing, actually. See, when some of these instances that where there's some sexual misconduct is basically, too, is because of, you know, women drinking heavily, you know. And like I touched on a friend of mine who used to do a little drink a whole fifth and got ditzy and didn't know what she was doing or whatever the case. Those are dangerous situations, too. So keep in mind, ladies, it's not just about what you're doing by yourself. I mean, I always try to, you know, walk in groups, be in groups. You men, too, you guys. Make sure you're in groups, too. On the golf course and all that extra. You make sure you have your partners and your caddies with you, too. Make sure you're not alone and that you're aware of your surroundings. What we did touch on is a lot of crimes could have been prevented if the people who were the victims just looked around at their surroundings. You know, in those cases, you can see a drive-by. You can see somebody about to hit the corner, about to let everybody have it if you're looking around. But if you're so, you know, distracted by whatever's going on, if that's more important to your life, there are people who don't really care too much about your life. And that's why we're all dealing with death right now. Shout out there once again for Jay. I'm going to go ahead and take us out with the intro like I normally do at the second hour. You guys stay logged in. The ones who are on the phone, via phone into the system, you stay out there and you'll carry in with me on the last hour. Much love out there to the Orange County. Represent out there, Orange County. Represent for Bishop Brett and my family out there. BCM Ministries out there in the harbor. Represent for you guys, too. I see you guys are up. I sent you a link. Holla. Holla, people. Hopefully you're out there. Shout out there to my niece, Michelle. Baby, I told you I just always be regulating it. With that, when we come back, we're going to touch on those other issues, too, and I'm going to bring out some some valuable points. I'm going to check in with Jay, see where he is. Like we said, to the Dominican Republic, his wife's family, our condolences to her brother being slain and just horrendously murdered, I believe, yesterday night. And we're going to send a shout out there to him. Send a shout up and a prayer up that they're doing all right tonight. We're going to take it on out with the outro. You know my outro. I want you to always, like when I do this, I say, ask yourself, this is what I did. I like this song simply because it says what I traveled, the walk, the journey that I did to get here. You know, I had to ask myself what I could do to make a difference in someone else's life because someone made one in mine. So with that, I took a look around. I came out here. Wow, you know, life started to look up. Things got a little bit brighter. I got well a little bit. I got a little bit of wellness, and I got my family back. I got love. And, you know, the healing circle that Cherokee does represent for it worked as well. Okay, we don't know how to incorporate it to everybody out there in the world, but it did work for me and mine. So with that, I did ask myself, look, now I ask myself is, why am I so blessed and impressed and highly favored today and spiritually prosperous? It's because God made it so. So let's take it on out. I'll see you after 1 o'clock, people. Here we go. Ask yourself what you can do to make a difference.
Gotta get a birthday, something for me and my family. I gotta make decisions and be somebody. I'm growing up as fast as I can. I gotta make some money. Don't wanna live by the rules.
your smile will always remain.
Will always remain.
Beginner's love soon fades away. Oh, baby, we go on. I will long
as I live.
Long as I live, you will be mine.
My first love.
Oh, baby, you and only.
Keeping no candy coated Valentine. Memories of you, when you were mine. A tarnished ring on a tarnished chain. Times keep changing, come sun or rain.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, everybody. You're back. Hello, everybody. You're back with Gina's Groove Theory. The spirit in the house is really rocking tonight, okay? It is now 1:04 in the a.m. This is KXRW, your internet connection radio station. This is Gina, Gina's Groove Theory. We're having a topic about sexual, I guess, I don't know what you guys would call it. I guess most of you guys out there are kind of like, well, I don't know how I'm going to handle this one. Maybe I should have did some call outs. Next time we have a subject in which people don't want to really touch too much on, that might be a little bit too sensitive, I'll go ahead and do some call-outs and bring in some people that, a variety of different people. We'll see. We'll check it out. We'll see what's going on. Also, too, I had spoke to a friend of mine who said that there was a family of some singers who wanted to get with me, and they want to do something on my show. So I have designed some little things, put together some little things to kind of alleviate some of the, let's say, the pressure of Uncle Sam on my back with the, the taxes and the bills and all the extra. So, we're going to, work that in. We're going to work it out that's reasonable for everybody, So we'll touch on that. And on top of that, hey, Gina's giving out free lessons on how to be your own radio host, all right? It's easy. It's 1, 2, 3. If somebody tell you what to do, that's the key. if somebody tells you what to do. So I'm going to go ahead and represent for, this is another one just for me too, because all my spirit, you know, sometimes gets up, it goes up and down, it's a roller coaster, but today it's like, wow, I can breathe today. Today, it is now 1:05 in the a.m. My spirits are great. I am still unbreakable. Here we go. That's right. That was Alicia Keys representing for Unbreakable. It is now 1:10 a.m. Looking through some of, I was kind of wondering, since some of you may not have been out here the original day that I did share it. Let's see. But I'm thinking more so of a, a nice little, let's see, hey, I'm going to go ahead and share this. This is Sweet Without the Tea. I'm going to share this with you guys. This is what Sweet Without the Tea wrote. We need to get the tape out to show, you know, the tape of the DVD I've been telling you about, to show behind the scenes, to show it off, what's happening here. Also, when truth is exposed and terrorists, however, she says real terrorists are getting rich at the expense of young, lying, stealing, and killing of our peoples for wealth, greed, and control. Do we care if we know how much we are worth? To kill us more than before. Well, we are more than diamond, silver, and gold. She was touching on that DVD that I had brought out there to you guys, and in representation of them too. Keep in mind that, you know, they're still in our minds and in our hearts and we got to do something. You know, we do have, you know, there are entities out there that are working to try to make some differences with assistance and assisting without the politics. You know, you guys know I represent for that all the time. Assistance without the politics is what's needed now. So do you ask yourself, do I sit down with a politician to find out, you know, more so about what he, you know, is going to promise me he's going to do, or he's going to promise you guys he's going to do? And am I going to bring that to you like that and say, okay, well, this man's word is bond? You know, that's a hard thing, and I've been thinking strongly about it. So, you know, you guys know, before I even can touch on any, you know, anybody, you know, I need to know what it is that you guys, you know, you guys have in mind as far as what you want your leaders to be like. Or do you guys want to, you know, get together and be your own leaders, which that's the way I'm kind of swaying towards. And everybody that I know, it's like you can't really have one person running everything, because that one person, you know, it's always going to be somebody who's going to go against the grain, or, you know, that's going to, you know, misuse some things. You know, maybe what we can get better at is, you know, trying to prevent misuse. Mostly everybody that does do the get over on, they say they've been unjustified against anyways. So, you know what, be fair in the things that we do, you know. And be honest too. If you're in it, if you want to be in it to get, you know, monies and things like that, you need to represent for that, because you don't need to be with anybody who purposely, you know, wants to just do what they can with what they got to try to build something. It's a lot different, you know. So it's more so, you know, hey, you know, don't feel the weight of what you can't do. You know, there's other things that you can do if you want to. We can all work together, you know, and come with something, because in the end, it's all of us here in this battle together as far as, you know, how this world is turning out to be. You have all these new world orders and things like that, all that spooky stuff that people are talking about. And also, too, you know, what is your opinion on that? You know, one day we're going to have a show about that, and I'm going to bring that out. I did have Bishop Brett, he represented, and as well as Jay, about some serious issues with that, too. So we'll touch back with them as well. Don't forget about the people on the riverbed. Have not forgot about them. Going to send them a shout-out. I got to get out there. There's some things, serious things I got to work out with them out there, and we'll see. You know, I'll go out there and meet with them and see what we're going to do about that. So right now it is 1:14 a.m. It's August 20th, 2012. And you're here with Gina's Groove Theory. Oh, you know I'm reading, right? All right. Let's go ahead and I want to touch on some things as well. So let's go ahead and I'm going to go ahead and play. Let's see. Something slow. Oh, here we go. We'll send this shout out right here. You're back with Gina's Groove Theory. It is now 1:20 in the a.m. It's August 20th, 2012. I was going through some things, too, and I was looking about something to bring more some positive, motivating, word to you. Something out of my classical, let's say, encyclopedia of writings. All right, you know what? Here we go. I'm going to shoot this out here. Okay. Let's see. All right. Oh, there's so many that let's see. All right. I'm going to share this one. It's just something just says share this. It's called Today I Will Just Breathe. When you see that your choices are wrong and that you can't get around the imminent decision to pick up your losses, pull up those bootstraps and lift your head up high and walk away. It might appear you should give in to the wayward ways people expect you to accept. Now let's take a look into what makes life free and happy. I have learned that CBT, cognitive behavior therapy, works. One CBT technique is changing a negative thought action into a positive thought and action. The action being a new beginning, meeting new people, sharing creative ideas with others who are involved in projects and social circles that have interests that you do the same. When one door closes, another opens. I am blessed today, and all of my dreams are coming true, and that's true. can't fail to try at whatever I want. Can't try to fail. Can't attempt to give it what you got, you know, all you got. Only failure would be if you don't try. And don't hold back information that may be useful for others. Tell them all the opportunities that are available to them. If we don't, we lose. In life, I have a purpose, a real job. Do it. It is a service to his people. Keep in mind, be spiritually blessed and highly favored. Wow. Also, too, I'll send this shout out here, too, for our morning prayer will be, okay? Yeah, because I write prayers, I write biographies. There ain't nothing I can't write, even as far as scripts. I'm going to be touching on some of that, too, and, you know, sharing some of my things. I got a good friend who's on my back about it constantly, so I'm trying to work it through and get it done. He says too much Gina's Groove Theory is kind of like... He says, you need to take a break. So, you know, I'm going to see it, check some things out. We'll see and try to get some of it done. I have so many incomplete things I need to do, but whatever I'm going to do, I'm going to do it right. All right, let's see. Let's represent for the time. And I'm going to go ahead and shoot Courage Over Adversity, the prayer of this morning. And I have some quotable quotes for you guys, too. I have three, actually, that I want to share with you as well. It is now 1:23 a.m. It is August 20th, 2012. You're here with Gina's Groove Theory. This is KXRW, your community connection internet radio station, being brought to you here in Long Beach, in the city of Long Beach, California. Let's see. This is what I said, let's do some more so encouraging things as opposed to hard and harsh. So this is what we'll do. Hard and harsh, you know, let's do some uplifting things. So that's what I said I would do, you know, being out here and, you know, representing here as well. All right, this is going to be called, this is called actually, a Courage Over Adversity. And this is a prayer. Dear God, please give me the courage and the sight to step up on faith this week. I'm in need of your guidance and discipline. For my heart is in the right place and my spirit is awakening to the new challenge that lays ahead of me. Bless my journeys and my unforeseen adventures with clarity and success, for I have done all you have asked of me, and I will for the rest of my life. For you know my thoughts and my dreams and have promised to never leave me. I trust and implore your wisdom in proceeding to the next step of my life, and that is fulfilling my first true passion. For you, Lord, I wait all day. That was pretty good. And also, too, let's see. I'm going to go ahead and... All right, here's one shout-out, too, here. This is called Life is What You Make It, and I want you guys to, you know, marinate on this one. There are many times in our life that we are going to have disappointing news. As hard as we try to strive for our goal, we are met with things that arise that seem to, at first, to hinder our efforts. But as I sit here thinking and talking to a very good friend, I am smiling and laughing about the funny things. Today I was informed of some news, and I kind of got upset and questioned the reason why. And I had forgotten how things worked out for me in this life. It all happens in his time, and if I remember that, life goes a little more smoother. And another note, he might not come when you call him, but he's always right on time. Life does get better for us all, so keep that in mind. It does get better. You're going through some relationship. You know, there's a lot of broken hearts out there. You know, I got some, you know, folks out there who are, you know, going through some things in their lives. And it's devastating, you know, women, men, you know. I got, you know, homies out there who are looking for love. And you know, there's not really too many folks out there, you know, you can choose from. So getting a little discouraged, you know. I want to say to you guys, you know what, first, just like Bishop said, like Jay said, like I have to say it myself sometimes. Look at yourself in the mirror. Pay attention to who you are. It doesn't matter what the people outside your circle feels about you. Do what you know that is right. Be aware of the people that you keep in your circle as well. You know, you have to tidy up your area. We all do. We all tidy up our own yards, and then people will be more willing to work together as a community. But if your yard is tore up, and you're going to tell me how to clean mine, well, you know, that's going to be a problem. That's where we get to. That's called slacking, and then it's called people are motivated. Because, yeah, we got to get motivated. Me as well. So, hey, procrastination will be the killer of us all. Now, those quotes that I was going to share with you guys, one I had came up with actually it's been almost a year, I would say. These are quote of the days. This is number one. If I bullshit time, time bullshits me. And I sent that shout out there to Facebook. I'm going to go ahead and put these in the quotable quote BTR contest as well. So we're representing at 127. So you guys give me a woo-woo. And the second one, actually, is women use it, and this was for the show tonight, you guys. This was in reference to the show tonight. Women use it to hook a nigga. Men use it to get a nigga hooked. That is representing out of Long Beach, too. Right in my own brain, you guys. And here's number three. A little bit more, not so much, you know, rhythm and rhyming, but you get the point. If you see it happen before your face, and in reality, saw nothing. If you see it happen before your face, but in reality, you saw nothing. Well, you better know you just predicted the future. So acknowledge the divine gift of sight and take heed as well. We're representing here at Gina's Group Theory. It's now 1:28 in the a.m. I'm going to go ahead and check in 2 and 2. You guys are kind of like chilling and all quiet and stuff. So I'm going to go ahead and play a little bit of music. Since you guys like my music, I'm going to go ahead and let you have it. All righty, here you go.
Standing right here.
Hello, everybody. You're back with Gina's Groove Theory. It is now 1:32 a.m., and it is August 20th, slowly approaching school time. It's going to be fall, people. We're going to be back in school doing what we do, you know, and I don't know if I'm ready yet, so, you know, I got to get ready. If I'm not ready, to be ready on time, all right? I had pretty much decided to go ahead and share the original writing that I had sent out. Let's see. The original, because of Sybil's, because of what happened to her as well, touching back on with the whole subject of, you know, women and being more safe with yourself, CBT that Jay was saying as far as meditation, as far as eating better, you know, because that's been on my mind a great deal too. And, you know, just being able to protect yourself is one thing too as well. So, you know, if it's not going to be a strap, you know, it can be a kick, you know, chop chop or, you know, whatever, you know, hey, you got to do what you got to do, you know. And in these cases too, in understanding that, you know, you don't know who you're dealing with. And if you're not really careful and if you're not really, you know, paying attention, you know, that's what kind of happens, you know, things like that happened. And I guess, you know, that's what, as growing up, you know, all of us as kids, you know, our parents try to keep us away from harm. But now pretty much it just happens to everybody. You know, it happens to boys, girls, you know, it's sick people out here. And it's like more so, it's a society where it's becoming a more epidemic in all types of sectors. Because, well, I guess it was always there, that, you know, you have these kind of people out there. You know, in conversation today as well, you know, me and my homegirl, we were discussing about the whole situation with the churches. And, you know, it's like it's more so an epidemic. I mean, it's like, to be honest with you, I was looking at a documentary with a child serial killer. And the guy was one of the most honest, you know, individuals that I had heard, who was a convict and had done such heinous crimes to these people's children. But he was did the interview as a way to show us, to tell us what we need to be aware of. So with that respect, he was unique with that. And he was openly honest when he said, you know, they should never let him out, and that he can't help himself, and how he pries, who he pries on, how he, you know, I mean, pretty much he laid it out, you know, how he did things, and he pretty much said he was the devil. So in a case like that, when I looked at that, you know, that documentary with this man in prison, and he's telling the world, he was telling the world pretty much, you know, you don't need me out there, you know. And so also too, we got to think about the inflation of all these people getting out because of the jail being overcrowded. You know, they're releasing a lot of people. And also too, you know, I don't know, you know, you got the Amber laws going on, you know, I mean, and I don't know where it's going to go with as far as, you know, our city officials and, well, you know, how they're going to control things, you know. I don't know. It's pretty much. And then they're still building more jails. So, you know, pretty much it's like they're making enough room and they're making jobs and everything and getting that free labor, people. Whoa, that's what I'm talking about. We need to get together, generate some of our own monies in our communities. You know, it doesn't really matter what you look like, what your color, your skin is. You know, none of that matters right about now. Like I said, it's poor or rich. If you're not rich, then you poor. If you're living check to check, then you're struggling. So let's do something where we can all come together and, you know, build our own communities. It can be done. You know what? I'm going to Google if there ever has been a town of people who took back their government, you know, took back their city, and started to run it. So I'm gonna Google that. So keep in mind, I'm gonna check into it and see. It has to be somewhere in history where someone, or maybe it could have been a colony or so. I know colonies branched off from England, but I'm talking about a village of people who just took it over. You know, kind of European like, you know, that kind of way. And made their own government. Has there ever been a situation in history that has happened? And if so, we'll find out. We'll see. We'll check in with the time. It is now 1:38 a.m., August 20th, 2012. What is coming up? September? Oh, it is already going to be the holidays again. So wait a minute. We're looking at what December is going to be here in no time. Wow. Wow, that's going to be wild. We'll see. Let's get through fall. Summer is already just starting, it seems like to me. You guys, send me a shout out. How you guys doing out there in the world? Away from California, are you guys burning up? From New York, I hear it's a little bit hot out there, a little bit humid. You know, how you guys bearing this heat? Because it's pretty, pretty hot out here. Shout out there to, I know Noel out there. I know he's probably listening in as well. Shout out to you and the boys. He says, you know, for him to be English, he's a cut up, I tell you. A real cut up. But much respect to him. He pretty much handled those Texas guys out there pretty good that night. So that was pretty awesome. And he did it with the skilled ease, I tell you. We're going to go ahead and I'm going to go ahead and send a little shout out. We're going to be down to our last like 20 minutes of the show. In that little 20 minutes, if you guys do feel like you guys want to step out and say something or just send a shout out, or if you want me to send a shout out for you, if you want to represent for, your peoples or whatever you want to do, come on and get with me and send a shout out. Do that. This is a little shout out to my homegirl. You know, it's all good. I know she liked the song, so I'm going to touch you with it. It's all good, girl. Don't worry about nothing. You don't need nobody. You can do it by yourself, girl. Here you go. Because you know what? Now you're free.
Talking low on the phone. What do you expect?
Hello, everybody. You're back with Gina's Groove Theory. It is now 1:43 in the a.m. Representing here in Long Beach, this is KXRW, your community connection, internet radio station. This is Gina representing out here for the people and the community. Going to be bringing you some events and things. I'm trying to work it all out because, you know, I'm rolling as from the very beginning when I took my own thing over. Been running it myself and working it through. And you know what? Hey, I guess in the real world in Hollywood, I guess you need an assistant. Assistants must, you know. Now I get that whole assistance thing. Yeah, that you know I've tried a couple of assistants. Hey, it's a gamble. It's a gamble. We're gonna go ahead and let's see what we got going on out here. I was gonna go ahead and share that original with you. So. I was hoping that maybe the young ladies were going to come out today and represent for me and speak on, you know, what they feel about, you know, sex and, you know, how they feel about their bodies. What is that? Wait a minute. Oh, hold up. Check it. Hold on, people. Let's see. I'm getting some type of Texas... Let's see. Wait a minute. Let me scroll it all the way down. Here are a few instances where the community took back their government. Well, thank you very much. Wow. Okay. And let's see. I'm going to run a couple by you guys. We have 15 minutes before I'm off air. Do you want to go back into BC's? Because, let's see, 2380 BC, a popular revolt. It was a short chronology, government C, BC, right? Okay. Let's say Urukagina on the throne, 842 BC. After the compatriot rebellion. Okay, we have exiled King Li of Zhou. China was ruled by the Gongdai Regency until from the Assyrian Empire. 570 BC, a revolt broke out among native Egyptian soldiers, giving Amenas II opportunity to seize the throne. 508/7 BC, the Athenian Revolution, establishing democracy in Athens. 499-493 BC. Oh, that's trippy. You know what? It goes backwards when you go back BC, so it goes kind of like counting backwards, I guess, right? Right? Okay. I think, yeah. Okay, pretty much. Well, thank you very much. The Ion Revolt. Most of the Greek cities occupied by Persians in Asia Minor, Cyprus rose up against their Persian rulers, and that was 46-4 BC. Well, my goodness, the list just goes on. Wait, let's see how recent. And we're not finally over. Oh, so they only got down like that in the BC? Wow. Incredible. Yeah, can we get anything, some more current, you think? You think, nobody got down like that. Come on, people, you gotta get some balls out there. You gotta represent. Come on now. You can't just let all the Romans and all the, Persians and everybody get all the, you know, fun, you know, out there. Don't let them in. Especially Greece as well. Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much. Okay, so we have a thank you. 2000 through 2004, the second Intifada. Oh wow! Oh my goodness! Wow. Keep it coming. Let's see. Let's see if there's a good one. Wow, that's incredible. Wow. Wow, my goodness. Crisis in the Madagascar? Wow, so there has been some current. As early as in Niger, I thought they, after the spirit of Iran presidential election and an uprising known president. Oh. So they overthrew. Oh, and you, wait a minute. Wasn't that the Russian royal family as well, right? I mean, those were the people that revolted and they killed them, right? Am I correct or what? My the finger touch texter. It wasn't that Rasputin, right? That they were taken over and overthrown too, right? Send me a shout out on that one. What am I thinking? I bet you he Googled that, didn't he? Let's see. And you guys are like, what? Come on, you guys. Let's see, Google. Let's see. So that was Rasputin. That's the royal family. The royal family, actually. Let's see, royal family. Okay, there we go. Wow, right at the touch of the fingertips. But I tell you. Let's see. Actually, history learning site. Wow. Okay, let's see. That is awesome. Yeah. Rasputin actually was the scandal, the scoundrel. Yeah, he was real tricky. So actually, they were. So that would mean this was done in. Overthrown. That's why they were overthrown in March, February 1917. He was murdered by those who. Okay, yeah. Wow. Well, I'd like to share this with you. It's a pretty neat, though. So we're gonna go ahead and say that. So go ahead and check in with the time. It is now 1:51 a.m. It's August 20th, 2012. Feeling really good. Send a shout out there to BH. You know, I'm feeling the fever. Shout out there to Candace singing, feeling that fever last night. Woo, I tell you, boy, I tell you, comedy. You know, they were having a good time. It was nice to hang out. You know, with a alien. Well, you know, good to see you, girl. Holla. She tore it up out there into her babies. Very proud of her children. That was real cool. Good looking. Send a shout out there to all you guys who were there, who I got to know. Good looking on that. Hopefully, we'll be seeing each other on the 25th. I do believe we'll be doing the Diego. So we'll check that out, and I'll keep you guys abreast of what's going on with that. Because, you know, some things in the making, you know, trying to get with some more bigger, larger community people. So we're going to see what happens. You know, I'm going to do my best. So shout out to that as well. It's now 1:53. I'm going to go ahead and just because I feel really blessed and I'm going and once I end this show tonight, this will be ending tonight's show for April 19th, actually, 2012. Genius Groove Theory, broadcasting here in Long Beach. I'm going to go ahead and send one more shout out, shout up and over, and then we're going to take it on out with something kind of hot. Just bump y'all on out so y'all can bump on to sleep because, I don't know, I might be bumping on it up out of here and hitting a couple of corners. So let's see what we got right now. First and foremost here, give it up. God, thank you. This is a beautiful show. Thank you for being out here. Keep it real, people. Keep it safe. You know, much love.
Oh.
Hey, you guys, you're back with Gina's Groove Theory. I was just thinking, I was like, oh, since my sweetie face is all hanging out, well, maybe I should. Then I'm like, you know what, I kind of want to bump you guys out, like, you know, and I'm kind of feeling that vibe, that kind of, you know, get in Black Diamond and Roll kind of thing. So, I don't know, let's do this, all right? It is now 1:55. I'm going to go ahead and play, you know, what I'm notorious for playing, you know, when I got that Jamie Foxx up in there. You know how I roll like that, all right? Here you go. This is to all y'all folks out there that need a ride. Can I take you home?
Okay.